Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Yuma, Perik Beis, Halacha Beis, and the Oizu Hadar Tzuras Davos on Tezayin Omer Alpha on the bottom, and the Arskel Tzuras Davos on Yudchas Omer Alpha on the top. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Merim Sarabas, Yaakov Moshe, Hernish, Shamash, should have an Aliyah. So this mission is a continuation of the previous and asks, Vlama Hoshechulakach, why was this necessary? Why in the previous mission did we say that in the beginning of the day, in order to Shech the Karman Tamid, they sent somebody up to the lookout point to see if it was light yet, and they had this whole back and forth. Is it light? Yes, it is. Is it light until Chevron? Yes, it is. Why do we need this whole toodaloo? And the answer is, Shapamachas Oilam Ar Halavana. One time the light of the moon was shining, Tezayin Omer Beis on top, Vidimu Sheheir HaMizrach, and it looked like the eastern sky was lit up. They thought it was the morning, V'shechtu Satamid, and they shechted the carbon Tamid, V'yitzu Yilbeis HaSreifa, and they had to bring it out to be burned because it was shechted too early. It was still considered nighttime, and in order to prevent that, that's why they had to send somebody up to the lookout point to check whether or not it really was the sun, or maybe it was just the moon. It will go back to discussing Yom Kippur. V'yiridu HaKohen LeBeis HaTfilah, they brought the Kohen down to the Beis HaTfilah, and Zakal HaMikdash, this is the rule in the Beis HaMikdash, Kol HaMesech HaZraglov, anyone who's Mesech Raglov, which literally means covers his feet. It's referring to a person making a bowel movement. Ton tvila, he needs to be toivel. He has to go to the mikvah afterwards. Anyone who urinates, ton kiddushidan raglayim, all he has to do is wash his hands and feet. He doesn't have to go to the mikvah. First thing Gemara asks at the beginning of the Mishnah, ma'ar halavana matamar va'ayla, ma'ar achama, paisal p'nei kol mizrach. I can say there's a mistake between the moon and the beginning of the sun. Even when the moon is very bright, the light goes straight up. Matamar va'ayla is a lashon of going straight up like a palm tree from a lashon of tamar. So it goes straight up. It's basically located in one area, whereas the sun, as it's beginning to rise, that light stretches across the entire eastern sky. So that's one question, how we can even get confused about it. And number two is Akidah to have a Saifi Diarcha. This would all make sense, meaning even if you want to say that we're going to get mixed up between the sun and the moon, that would only be at the end of the month when the moon is still in the sky at the end of the night. So there's a possibility that even at the end of the night, as it's nearing morning, it's light because of the moon and not because of the sun. But Havireshe, what about the beginning of the month when the moon is not in the sky anymore at the end of the night? How could we possibly get confused between the moon and the sun? And we end up with this question. I think Mark Tehu's Archani Ruchani tells us, Mayalas HaShachar Ad She'er HaMizrach Adam Halachar Bas Mil. From Ayalas HaShachar until the eastern sky gets light, a person could walk 4 mil. Now, what's Ayalas HaShachar? So we know that we have two classic times that we always have in Halacha. One's called Alois HaShachar, and the next one's called Neitz. Alois HaShachar is when the first rays of light start appearing in the sky. That's before you could actually see any of the sun. It's just getting light outside, and Neitz is when the sun bursts forth. So here, this term that we just had is Ayalas HaShachar. That's before Alois HaShachar. It's when there's a tiny, tiny little bit of light in the sky. So from Ayalas HaShachar until Yair HaMizrach, which is Alois HaShachar, a person could walk 4 mil. And Mishayir HaMizrach, Hachitani Sechama, from when the eastern sky gets lit up, which again is Alois HaShachar, until Neitz, Adam HaLachar Bas Mil, a person could also walk 4 mil. Now pay attention to the Girsa change. Uminain Mishayir HaMizrach Ad HaNeitz HaChama Adam HaLachar Bas Milin. How do we know that from Alois HaShachar until Neitz, a person could walk 4 mil? Shenemar, that's because the Pasuk says, Uchamay HaShachar Allah, it was when the morning was coming up, Vayitza Melachim B'Light Leimar, and the Melachim pushed light, saying, this is when the Melachim came to save light, and they said, quick, we have to leave Sudan before it gets destroyed. And then the Pasuk tells us that in the morning they reach this place called Sayar. So we see from this Pasuk we just quoted, it says Uchmai HaShachar Allah, that's referring to Alois, and then it says in the morning they reached Sayar, and we know that in between Sudan and Sayar was 4 mil. So we see that from Alois till Neitz, a person could walk 4 mil. As the Gemara, Sudan to Sayar Bas Milin, from Sudan to Sayar is only 4 mil. Yater Havan, it's way more than that. It's very mountainous. It goes up and down. The roads are circuitous. It's not just 4 mil. So Reb Zeir, he answers, Hamal Chayim Akadul Fnei Masaderech. In this particular situation, the Malach cut the path for them. He cut the way right through the mountains and valleys and made it very straight. As expression goes, as the crow flies, it's 4 mil. Now we go on to the next stage, Uminayin, and pay attention to the Girsa change here as well. Jamei Ayalas HaShachar Ad Shiar HaMizrach Adam HaLachar Bas Mil. How do we know that this earlier stage, from Ayalas HaShachar until Alois HaShachar, that a person could also walk 4 mil? And the answer is, Kemai Ukemai Mila Damil Chaverta. The Pasuk that we just quoted previously says, Ukemai HaShachar Allah. So instead of just saying the word Kemai HaShachar, it says Ukemai and, which means that we're talking about another time period which is similar to this, namely from Ayalas HaShachar to Alois HaShachar, also a person could walk 4 mil. Now, Rabbi Yisrael Bunny tells us, Hada Yalta de Shachra, this Ayalas HaShachar, Ma da Amar Kai Chavtahi, the one who says that it's a star, some call it the planet Venus, Tai, he's making a mistake, because Zimnin to have him Kadma, Zimnin to have him Achra, sometimes it's early in the sky, sometimes it's late, and it can't be a planet, because if it is, it would appear the same exact time every single day. So, my Kedain, what is it? What is this Ayalas HaShachar? The answer is, Kamin Trin de Kronin de Nahar, it's like two rays of light, the Sulkan Min Medincha Minarin, they come out and they shine. It's just these two rays of light and no more than that. I think Martel's a Dalma. As we know, this is Yerushalmi's way of saying that there was a story like Ahu Ovdav Bavli, Reb Chi Rubov, Reb Shim Ben Chalafta, Hav Mahalchen Bado Bikas Arbel Bekritzta. They're walking on the plain of Arbel early in the morning, meaning as it was changing from night to morning, and Roa Yals HaShachar Shebaka Oira, they saw Yals HaShachar that started shining through. And Reb Chi Rubov, Reb Shim Ben Chalafta, Reb Chi Rubov told Reb Shim Ben Chalafta, Berebi, which is an expression of Chashivos, Kachi Gulasin Shal Yisrael. This is the redemption of Yisrael. Betchila Kimla Hakima. At first, it's a little by little. Kol shehiyo leches, hiyo leches. But as it's going, it continues going, getting brighter and brighter like the sun. In my time, oh, where does this come from? The pasuk says, ki eshev v'choshech Hashem arli. When I sit in the darkness, Hashem is a light for me. That's what the Gula of Am Yisrael is like. First, it starts out very slowly, and then bam, we have this huge bright geula. And we see some Gilas Esther. Kach betchila u'Mordechai yeshev b'shar ha'melech. First, Mordechai was sitting in the shar ha'melech. He was balvosh sak. He was wearing his sackcloth and ashes, mourning. V'achkach. And then what does it say? We have a little switch of psukim over here. Va'ikach Haman salvosh v'esasos. Then Haman took the levush and the sus, and he put it on Mordechai, and he paraded him around. So that's a little bit of light. Then v'achkach v'yoshu Mordechai al shar ha'melech. It says Mordechai went back to the shar ha'melech. V'achkach then it says Mordechai yatz mufnei ha'melech v'vosh malchus. V'achkach and then it says Yehudim ha'isa ayra v'simcha. So we see that it started off small, and then at the end ha'isa ayra v'simcha. And we continue yudayin ha'melech on top. Now discussing the last sentence in the Mishnah regarding when a kohen has to go to the mikvah when he's in the base of Mikdash. So we have a brisa. Kohen shiyatz l'darim chaveiroi. If a kohen left the azara in order to go shmooze with his friend, imla haflig, if he went for a long time, he wanted to have a nice geshmak shmooze, ton tefila, he has to be tevil, because he was for sure meisiach das, for sure took his mind off of his tahara, and that he's tar, and that he's doing avoida, so he has to be tevil again. Now imla shav, if he just went out for a short amount of time, ton kiddush yidam raglayim, all he needs is kiddush yidam raglayim, but he doesn't need to be tevil. Ask the Gemara, hold on 1 second, and pay attention to the gears to change here as well. Mesicha, loisha akalohi, isn't mesicha, which is lashon of meiseches ragla from our Mishnah, making a bowel movement, isn't that shakala? How long does it take for one to go to the bathroom? Not so long. That's a shakala, but still we say in the Mishnah that he has to go to the mikvah. And the answer is that no. Shanyahi mesicha sha'asu aisaka haflig. Mesicha is different. When a person is making a bowel movement, it's as if he's going to shmooze for a long time, because that's a very significant break, even though maybe time-wise it doesn't take so long. But the hesach hadas is so great. It's as if a person left the base of mikdash for a long shmooze, and that's why he has to go to the mikvah. Similarly, Tani we have a braisa, yashan ton tefila. If he slept, he needs to go to the mikvah. Whereas in snam name, if he just dozed off, ton kiddush yidam raglayim, he needs kiddush yidam raglayim. Now, obviously, this is talking about sleeping in the Azara, because if he slept outside the Azara, then the reason why he'd have to go to the mikvah is because it's like having a long conversation. So it's pasha. The whole chiddush over here is that he's in the Azara and he slept, he needs to go to the mikvah because he had good geshmak sleep. Ask the Gemara, hold on. V'yashan ton tefila? Have he slept in the Azara? He needs tefila? How does this make sense in the first place? Loi kein tani rubchia, didn't rubchia teach? Loi haisa yeshiva bazara el amacha bezdav bavad? That the only ones that are allowed to sit in the Azara are the kings from the family of David HaMelech? Avam Rav Ami b'shem Rav Elakesh, af amacha bezdav loi haisa yeshiva bazara? That even for the kings of Beis David, no sitting in the Azara. And so if a regular Kayin is not allowed to sit in the Azara, he for sure can't go to sleep. So how is this even possible? The answer is, Tifter could explain as follows. He was leaning against the wall and he fell asleep, and it was a proper sleep, so that's when he has to go to the mikvah. Now the Gemara just asks on the second sheet of Aksiv, the pasuk says, David Melch came and he sat in front of Hashem. So we see that Melch Beis David could sit in the Azara. So Amar Rav Eivu Barnagri, he answers that no. Yishev Atzmei L'Tfila. It means he settled his mind before Tfila. It's not that he actually physically sat down, is he was miyashv himself, he calmed himself down, got himself prepared for tefillah, and that's understanding the pasuk. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Gimel, continue to discuss going to the mikvah before Avaida. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.